Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Four, cultivate a relationship with your higher self, Holy Spirit. We must begin to realize that just because the ego speaks first and loudest doesn't mean that it is who we are. The ego is a tool made by us for our use in the ascension process. Our true identity is our spirit, comprised of the higher self, masculine energy, and the Holy Spirit, feminine energy. When you incarnate into a body, you severely limit your range of motion on all levels. However, your spirit maintains its fullness, and if you are available to it, it is always available to you. It behooves us to maintain a strong partnership with spirit. Be willing to surrender to the greatest part of yourself, the part that never forgets who you are, the part of you that always knows where to go and what to do. Your spirit is invested in your winning because it can only win if you do. Its sole responsibility is to guide you through following the safest, surest, most efficient route possible. It knows and will make sure you know how to find your way home. Five, expand yourself. Do something that you have never done before. Go somewhere you've never been before. Learn something you have always wanted to know. Do something that makes you uncomfortable just to think about, like buying the next thing you really want without looking at the price tag. Perform regular random acts of kindness. Speak to strangers, especially when traveling. Go to dinner by yourself and invite yourself to join someone who is dining alone, and be willing to be rejected and fine if you are. Surprise yourself about yourself on a regular basis.